Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at American Muslim Community Foundation. Today, we are honored to have on Yusuf Shkukani from Unified Under Hope. He's been nominated as an outstanding young professional. Congratulations on your nomination, Yusuf, and thanks for joining.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor and, you know, really excited to be on your podcast today.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, you're currently in law school, and you're already running an organization, and most people are just usually focusing on law school alone. So, you know, talk to us a little bit about what motivated you to start Unified Under Hope.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So it's a really exciting time, and it definitely goes, you know, beyond me. We have an awesome team. Unified Under Hope is filled with student leaders across Oakland University, you know, Michigan State, and even recent graduates. So they definitely, you know, lead the way. But going back to undergrad, actually, I've always kind of tackled a lot at one time. For me, I already know I'm going to get B's on my exam. So I'm like, you know, not even put all my energy into studying. Instead, you know, I'll take on some extracurriculars and learn that way. And so, you know, when COVID hit, it, you know, was just an opportunity, you know, to get involved and help. And that was a big part of my undergraduate career. And so I was missing that a lot in law school. And so when everything went remote and people needed help, you know, a group of student leaders and I kind of stepped in and were able to help to some extent, but it's been an awesome time.
That's great to hear. A few things that we have in common, you know, we're both from Michigan. We both have awesome older sisters. Gina was on some of our webinars talking about estate planning, so we're really thankful to her. And also, in undergrad, I was president of the student body, and you were vice president at Oakland University. So, you know, I can see this sense of just activism in you, and I've heard that you've also helped with Abdul's campaign when he was running for governor and Rashida's campaign as she was running for Congress. So tell us a little bit more about your activism in the community.
Of course. And yes, older sisters are the best. For those who don't have one, I'm sorry. Gina Shkukani, thank you for everything. So going back to, you know, to undergrad, for me, I always was the type of learner to kind of, you know, need to get my feet wet. And so whether it was, you know, campaigning or volunteering, it was the opportunity to learn, grow, and help an initiative that, at least in my own view, was positive. So when it came to activism on the political scope, I would, you know, thank Hassan and Samaya Shek. They, you know, helped get me involved and acclimated within the community, allowed me to campaign fund for Ilhan Omar when she was running for state representative, Rashida Tlaib when she was running for the 13th district, which was really exciting. You know, Abdul Al-Sayed and when he had his, you know, governor race, and also Abdul Hamoud out of, Abdullah Hamoud out of Dearborn. So
right.
Really exciting, you know, experiences. And again, all to kind of lead, you know, or push the Muslim effort and to bring Muslims into these different forms. You know, I think, at least in my view, since 2001, you know, Muslims almost have like a stigma. There's almost a stigma around, you know, being Muslim or the way some people view Muslims. And so to show, you know, the world, you know, Muslims in different capacities, such as politics or such as, you know, volunteering and activism in that sense, it's just, you know, sheds the positive light on what is a positive religion, at least, I guess, you know, in a sense.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense. So, you know, what do you feel propelled you or provided you with the necessary experience or determination to start something like this?
Yeah, so Unified Under Hope, you know, I guess on the onset, it was just a GoFundMe. And so at that point, it was really easy, I thought. You know, it was like, okay, we'll set up, you know, a website, you know, GoFundMe, we'll raise money. But then when you really want to grow it, expand it, and sustain it, man, it gets into nitty gritty details that, you know, even I wasn't expecting. Sure. So I guess I can thank, you know, my background in accounting and law. Those experiences kind of helped me, I guess, understand some of those, you know, nitty gritty aspects, such as applying for a 501c3. Also, even, you know, keeping our finances transparent to our board of directors, creating a financial statement on Excel. I actually missed doing Excel formulas in law school to do as many, you know, get to do as many of those. But So all of those experiences, kind of helped with that. And then when it came to just, I guess, raising donations, that's something that was, not innate, but something I really enjoyed. Going back to undergrad, when I first got involved in the volunteering realm, was orphan relief. So mm-hmm. an awesome individual, dear friend of mine, Zainab Fahas, invited me to be a part of orphan relief. And it was such an awesome opportunity because it provided me the opportunity, and I say an opportunity too many times, but to kind of foster my likeness towards speaking, just being an extrovert, with also helping other people out. And while a lot of people will say, volunteering or doing this sort of work is, selfless, to some extent it's selfish just because of the, the gratification you feel when you see your work manifest into, sure. The outcomes, providing individuals with food, or orphans, in Ghana with, an education for a year, or having somebody like Rashida Tlaib in office and advocating for us, on a larger level. So all really, exciting experiences, but I think all of them just kind of played a role and connected the dots, in retrospect, but, built it so, Unified Under Hope could be, what it is today.
Yeah, I think it's very telling kind of how you shared the story of Unified Under Hope starting as a GoFundMe, and then all these other things that a nonprofit has to do. And, AMCF has a social impact accelerator that we're doing that kind of helps people walk through these steps. How to start your own nonprofit? What are the federal forms, the state forms that you got to fill out on an annual basis? And then leading into that, all of the other sessions are about marketing, about creating a board, about talent management and fundraising and everything in between, strategic planning. So that's as a resource to the community that you can find on our website. And, for Unified Under Hope, what you started out during the beginning of COVID-19 and had done to help frontline workers with PPE, but then also now transitioning into what you mentioned was like a food bank type of operation. So talk about some of the collaborative efforts that you have going on and your partners.
Yeah. We have to check out the website and some of those forms, because we could definitely use it. So in March is really when Unified Under Hope was incepted. As I mentioned before, it was just a GoFundMe. I had reached out to one of my good friends who is awesome at making music videos. He normally makes them for artists, across the Detroit region. So I could never, tap on his talents before, but he was sitting at home when this whole pandemic was going on. And so created a video that allowed us to, receive a lot of different donations, crowdfund on a pretty large level, even outside of my own personal circle, which was exciting and obviously very helpful. So our first donation was the Hurley Medical Center, which is in Flint, Michigan. It's a hospital. From there, we helped a community center in Detroit, Michigan, who was handing out, they were doing their May Day of Giving. And so they were donating all these food and all these goods to their community. But, at the time, they also needed PPE. They have the volunteers, they have PPE, right. And also just the individuals in the community. So it was an awesome time for Unified Under Hope to kind of be plugged in there and, help out on those efforts. In addition to that, we helped with a clinic, and all of these different donations kind of were linked by, some different parties in between. So whether it was the, place we bought the PPE from telling us about a clinic that really needs some help, testing clinic in Hamtramck. And then from there, they telling us about a school, Hamtramck Public Schools, who may, need some services. And now, that we've grown and had all these different, donations, we actually had an organization, and this is the first time an organization reached out to us asking if Unified Under Hope could help out with their, as I mentioned before, turkey giveaway or food distribution for, poverty-stricken families who, may not have a Thanksgiving dinner. And so it was exciting to some extent on Unified Under Hope's end to see that, individuals were recognizing Unified Under Hope and were reaching out to seek our services, but also humbling in the sense that we now, we're able to help even more individuals. And, and that's really where it all comes down to, is all of that kind of is about the community. And so we're happy that we've been able to make the impact that we've made so far and hopefully extrapolate from here.
Definitely. Yusuf, really proud of everything that you've been able to do. You have a lot of family and friends and supporters that are rooting you on. Hopefully this is a way for some of AMCF supporters to learn more about Unified Under Hope. We encourage everyone to join our annual symposium happening on November 14th, where we'll announce the winners. So again, congratulations on the nomination. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I think that covers it on Unified Under Hope's end. I did just want to mention all of the individuals. Our team is very small, so I just wanted to
shout out.
Yeah, Aya Kujan, who runs the show for Unified Under Hope, make sure our team is doing well, and usually make sure that I'm not talking too much. Normally, right now, she'd probably limit my rambling, and I apologize for those who are listening. And Abud, her husband, my cousin, he also is a versatile individual on our team, helps out with just about anything Unified Under Hope needs. But Huma, who helps with our website, Maya and Shireen, who are leaders in their university and are never afraid to kind of say what we're doing well or what we could work on. And so their constructive criticism is always awesome. Zainab Fajas, who, got us, or got me started in a sense. And Aya Ali, who also, helped out a lot. Noor, a lot of different individuals on our team, all of which, make Unified Under Hope what it is today. And alhamdulillah, we are really excited to have had this opportunity to be on your show. This is the first time we've had any media coverage. And so as I mentioned before, we just hope to build and help more communities and just be a part of the process together.
Definitely happy to be a part in your success story and looking forward to all the great things that you're going to do.
Inshallah. Thank you. Salam.
Wa alaikum salam.